Okay. I think I'm fixed now.
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
You sound rich and velvety now.
Let's charge forward before this breaks again.
Okay.
Pot of Wonder, let's charge forward before this breaks again.
You're listening to Pot of Wonder, a podcast where we create a world for a tabletop role-playing game. Each week, we take a genre trope and a random Wikipedia article and turn fact into fiction in 15 minutes. This season, we're building a world in the genre of murder mystery.
So, any interesting world events happened since last recording session?
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to say in light of, but in the wake of this global catastrophe, I think we, the introverts, are prepared most prepared for it.
Oh, yeah. The introverts and the extremely anxious people, yes. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm used to this shit.
Yeah. People want to know what we do indoors all day.
Well, I don't think anyone wants that list. That's not safe for work.
Yeah, there's role-playing games involved.
Oh my god. So yeah, we're hunkered down like everyone else, but you know, thank god we figured out the Danny figured out distance recording for us.
And figured out is a strong word considering how many times it took to get this microphone working.
Today's the rapid fire multi-article round that's going to be a little more loose and freeform than we normally do it. We've got our list of unused articles.
Rejects.
Be nice to them, Danny. They're suffering in this time, just like the rest of us. We need to be kind to everyone. I don't think those articles worked hard, even though they weren't chosen.
Actually, I was looking back over the episodes because that's where the articles are, and not a single one of my articles got picked this season.
Oh my god. Ooh. Okay.
Oh no.
Wait, hear me out. This needs to be Danny's choice then.
Oh.
I think you maybe look back on yours and see if there are any that you like really advocated for, or any that jump out as ones, even if they weren't yours, ones that you thought were really solid. That's really sad.
Aw, Danny.
I mean, I'm not bitter about it. It's fine. It's just kind of a thing that happened.
No, but it's still there must be some sort of redemption for this.
Previous seasons where I could just hit random article in my free time and find good stuff is not the same as hitting random article once. Yeah, and I'm looking over these. These are all trash.
Pot of Wonder, I'm looking over these and they're all trash. All right, well, okay. Fuck it. Just pull one and we'll kind of, I think we talked about world building and in the spirit of being more free form and not leaving things to dice and also not wasting time preparing a chart. We'll just kind of figure out a part of the world that article might fit.
Yeah. So looking back, there are 8 episodes where we have excess articles. Because there were some episodes where, you know, we had a listener submit an article, we just did that one, and we had 2 episodes where we just used all the articles. So I'm going to hit a D8, that's going to pick the episode. So for our 4th episode, which is actually our 7th episode, and going to do a D3 to pick between the 3 remaining episodes. Hey, it's Sunbeam Tiger.
Ooh, okay.
I forget what Sunbeam Tiger actually was. Oh, it was a car.
Oh my god, okay.
I just remember Sunbeam Tiger Fish. Okay, so what are we making out of Sunbeam Tiger?
I mean, my first thought was Mob Boss, but I feel like we've gotten into like different underworlds of the underwater world.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Maybe a pop star.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any of that side. We've kind of, we don't have any like distractions.
And Sunbeam Tiger sounds like a celebrity type of name.
I'm imagining like a big buff. Like, have you either of y'all seen Lost Boys, The vampire movie?
I've not seen it, no.
Okay, well, there's the scene with the guy on the beach playing saxophone, and he's just this giant rip dude with a ponytail, and it's everyone's, like, losing their fucking minds like it's a Metallica solo, but it's at its hardest some really intense smooth jazz, but everyone's losing their mind, and he's so serious about it. I imagine, like, that kind of feel, but Lisa Frank. But like Lisa Frank colored, so like big buff dude, like doing his damnedest on some non-conventional like rock pop instrument, and everyone fucking losing it. But also rainbows.
Yeah. But also rainbows.
Should we even put a time on this, or do we want to talk it out until we're just done?
I don't want to risk it running too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe just like a generous amount of time, and we can stop early if we're done.
Okay, so let's let me put 5 on, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so each one of these, we'll find the article, do some basic setup for what we think this should be, and then details in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Not an alarm, and for some reason the alarm was like, cool, you want one for 1:45 in the morning?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Who would do that? Not me. All right, 5 minutes. So... Sunbeam Tiger.
Going off of what we already came up with the pop star and Tiger, what if this is like a land-based celebrity performer who's trying to make it big underwater?
Yes.
Or like they're doing the first like underwater concert of a land creature.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's, I'm imagining it's sort of like Psy, like... He had like 12 albums or some shit in Korea, and then one goofy song makes him a household name in America.
Yeah.
Like that late in his career. I'm imagining that sort of deal, maybe, where big in the land and maybe a couple like hipsters in the underwater and a couple record shops have like some of his stuff. I'm like, oh, our underwater pop is so played out. I only listen to land pop.
The sound's so much purer up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not distorted. It doesn't sound like it's underwater. I know we're doing a hipster record shop for one of the articles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
But so, what's it? So
Idea, and I probably shouldn't say this now, but what if we like connect each of our articles in some way?
I had
like,
that same exact thought.
Like after this, we like explore the hipster record shop.
Okay. Or
whatever we end up creating with the remaining 2 minutes or whatever.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So Sunbeam Tiger, I want to say maybe his crossover hit was something, some like, it wasn't even like intended to be a novelty song, but it became a novelty song because of this trial. Like somebody latched onto it and like played this song under video of some part of the thing. Like, but what would that song be?
Oh, like how that meme or whatever where Justin Bieber gets shot. It's like, what you say? like somebody did that with the dramatic reenaction.
Oh my god! Videos.
They put one of Sunbeam Tiger's songs underneath it, and oh, and it got huge.
Okay, so
I like it.
So remember we came up with a slogan. What's it? Tackle your bear.
Yeah.
So what if he was doing some sort of? He was trying to do like a feminist power anthem. Tackle your bear, but it's. I'm guessing it would also be like super, just kind of. What's the term? Like it's coming from definitely a straight dude's perspective.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm doing this for women because women are strong, like that sort
of
thing.
You're just the same as men.
Yeah, like that sort of deal.
I understand your struggle.
So, somebody takes like him, his like tearful moment, like at the climax of the song, tackle your bear, like that line. And then it's somebody doing like, what's his name? Grundy was the bear, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's somebody, you know, that video of Richard Spencer getting punched, like some sea creature running up to him and punching him in the face as he's getting led off to jail.
And yeah.
So it's tackle your bear, smash cut to and punch.
Yeah. Like slow motion. Tackle your bear, punch.
And then there's a dance remix, which is just fantastic. And
yeah,
the dance remix where it splices in that sound to the song is what makes him a hit.
Yeah, like the punch sound effect forms the beat of the music. Like,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And just based on this meme, Sunbeam Tiger is getting like a big concert, sold out venue underwater. He's going to have to learn how to swim. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a thing.
Oh, he doesn't want them to make special accommodations for him and his band. So they've spent 2 months practicing entirely underwater while holding their breaths. Singing is really difficult, but he's in it. It's just footage of him like passed out, like in a very overdramatic fashion. And getting pulled away by divers and then fighting them off and swimming back to the bottom.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I think we could spend an entire season on Sunbeam Tiger.
A true artist.
That's the name of his tour. Sunbeam Tiger, a true artist. All in caps. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Just remember, tackle your bear. So we're going to do the hipster record shop. Danny, are there, there any articles there that might lend themselves well?
Well, I'm just going to keep with the random rolling in our spirit.
All right.
Yeah, so, let's do it.
Episode 3, article 1, which is cannons. You know, the big shooting gun.
Oh, okay. Okay, thought. We'll get this. Take this a little meta, and this might be something we can use to feed into the finale, but hear me out. They call themselves The Canon as a podcast, but it's these two insufferable hipster bros.
Oh my god, yes.
That just degrade everyone who comes in. That's why they were into Sunbeam Tiger. And they're really pretentious about it. And the one guy who just wants to be in that conversation, but is the outcast, like, you should start a podcast. And based on that one thing alone,
they thought
they'd be huge. But what's the name?
The shop is definitely called The Canon with one N. With one N.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Like, it's mostly made up of their private collection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't intend to actually sell these records.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, displaying them for people to see how much cool music they have. and they're also, like, open to, like, taking money for them if somebody deigns to ask to buy them.
Oh, and if they feel they're worthy. I mean, somebody definitely brought their kid grabbed a Sunbeam Tiger record and they were cringing the entire time. The kid had his hands all over the thing.
Yeah.
Have like wealthy parents who are like bankrolling them, and that's why they don't have to like care if anybody actually buys anything.
Yeah.
I had that same exact thought. Now, what would their parents do? I don't want to say diplomats because we've tied too much into that, but like what?
Just to make it canon-y, like soldiers or military.
Mm.
They like were career military and then now work for some sort of giant contractor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They work for like a defense contractor or something.
They work for Bay Systems.
Yes.
Tie it in.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And the kids are like, you just don't understand their music, General.
And the dad's like, I guess I don't. Well, I found some more of my old priceless records from college. Here's those and $500. I love you, son.
Yeah.
Whatever, dad.
Whatever, dad. Can't tell me what to do.
Whatever, dad. Like and subscribe. Oh, okay. Well, so that's one of them. What's the other one do?
Ooh.
And what kind of animals are they?
Oh, good question.
Blowfish? I want to say blowfish.
I'm into blowfish.
They could pop out. Well, yeah, one of them's a blowfish.
I want the other one to be a weird barrel eye fish. Their head's transparent. And their eyes are like in their head, but the top of their head's transparent.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're weird and creepy looking.
Again, the other guy's dad is bankrolling it. This guy, I want to say, maybe worked a little harder for his collection. Still has some parent support, but the other guy's dad is definitely like running the shop. Yeah. But like owning the shop. Oh shit, I never started the timer. Whatever. We'll start it now and end when we end.
Yeah.
But whatchamacallit. But he has a terrible personality, but blames not getting a date on having the see-through head and blames speciesism.
Oh god.
They see right through me, but they don't see me. And I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you know, nice fish just don't get dates around here in the city. I think those are those feel right for those kinds of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These awful, the worst people.
Yeah. Just insufferable.
I'm trying to think of something to kind of build out from here that would also take us into the potentially into the next article. Because we tied it into Bay systems, but we've already done, you know, played around with that.
I want the two of them to also not, like, they're not really friends with each other. Like, they both find the other one really irritating, but, like...
They're the only friends each other has.
Yeah, it's like how those, like, fucking awful red pill dudes go on internet forums, and, like, they're all shitting on each other, but it's the only community that they will... Mm-hmm. seek out. So yeah, it's like that kind of thing. It's like they hate each other, but they don't realize that, you know, maybe they could have actual friendships because they're just terrible people.
Pot of Wonder continuing to distance ourselves from right-wing Reddit, and we don't care.
Fuck all y'all.
Yes,
I'm quarantined. I don't give a fuck. Well, I'm not quarantined, I'm socially distanced. It's fine.
Yeah, being a responsible adult. Okay, so what are the shops on either side of this record store that have to deal with these insufferable bastards? Because I'm sure they play their music way too loud, and it's all terrible stuff.
I want one to be a bookstore, because would be a good source of conflict. Like, you want quiet and relaxation when you're in a bookstore, and
the dirtbag is definitely trying to the see-through head guy is trying to date the person who works the counter at the bookstore.
Oh, definitely. And and they are just so totally not about it. And
cute bespectacled non-binary fish.
Yes.
I want to say. Yes. They smiled once at see-through head guy, and he's like, "Yep, nope, it's on. They're into me. We're destined." Mm-hmm. They work at a bookshop. They must clearly be as insufferable as I am about what they love. And yet, I still know
truly intelligent.
Yes, and yet I still know more about what they're into because I'm a nice guy. I will share my knowledge with them because I'm a nice guy. What about the other side? I'm thinking some sort of like takeout place, maybe.
Mm.
What kind of food would be underwater? Like, would be served to the underwater crab, because we're getting to the point now where it's like, would krill be eating at a restaurant where a krill might be served as a food to whales? Like, this is, we're gonna get into a weird part. Maybe this is a vegetarian place, so we don't have to go down that road.
maybe they're just very loose about the sanctity of death. It's like, no, once that thing's no longer alive, it's just an empty shell, and that shell tastes good sometimes with some butter and herbs.
It's a scavenger restaurant where it's all freshly deceased people who, instead of being buried, have donated their bodies to the greater good. And also, there's also some sort of punch card situation where once you get 10. You get served as a meal, and your family eats for free.
Jesus.
Not you, obviously, at another time.
Fuck.
See, I told you, this is why I wanted to make it a vegetarian place.
Holy shit.
Hey.
See?
My deal was kind of fine. You went and turned it into a, you eat here too much, you become the food.
But no, I went into the details.
For 2 seconds, and... We went from like a vegetarian place to, oh yes, once your 10th meal, you're served as the meal and it's free. Well,
so anyways, that's the record shop. I mean, we brought up the shops, but I think we fleshed those out. I think there is a lot of discussion to be had in like what is fine dining in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are certain logistical questions about this world that we've avoided answering until now. Clearly 5 minutes tacked on at the end is exactly what that subject needs.
Oh, and I think I could use another 5 minutes talking about a fine dining establishment.
Oh my god.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's do it. Hey, guess what? It's Radiohead.
Oh my god. Yes.
The restaurant is called York's. And it's an old semi-restored pirate ship that's half floating, half sunk. It's all the food comes from stuff that was grown on the ship itself. So topside vegetables, and barnacles and mollusks, which aren't treated as people, gathered from below. Surf and turf has whole new meaning. All right, that's York's.
I have literally nothing to offer about Radiohead. And Morgan has offered enough about Radiohead.
Oh, that's right. I think maybe now we should, just splice that back in as a refresher. Oh, gosh. And cut to...
We're back. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That was a lot. That was just as spicy as I remember.
Yeah.
That was zesty.
Super zesty.
So does that inform anything anyone wants to add or change about York Place?
No, I think
fine dining establishment.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right, but what's that gonna launch into? Like where should we go from there? We've done three. I think we could go for another three for this episode.
So I mean, the kind of people who would eat at fine dining establishments, let's do like a just a bunch of rich asshole fam.
I'll take it a step further, since we kind of targeted on one and it spread out from there, maybe. So it's probably one of those restaurants, bunch of signed black and white photos from whoever, whatever famous people were there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the one that they have front and fucking center, the biggest framed one, no matter who the it president. Was, how problematic they become, you know, things come up about them. They're like, no, this fucker ate here.
The Sea King.
And we're sticking by it.
Wait, no, the Sea Emperor.
The Sea Emperor. I'm blanking.
Did we come up with the Sea Emperor?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
There's,
okay.
There's
just the Zine lady wanted to restore the monarchy. So whoever the previous head of government was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Before democracy set in.
Okay, cool. So what article are we using to as a title and spontaneously combusting from there?
So I rolled up from episode... Way back episode one, Smythe's Megalith.
Ooh. Smythe's Megalith.
Yeah, you'll think it was a grave on a farm in England.
Yeah. Mm. That one, I actually kind of remember. The grave by the church, I think. Oh, no, yeah, this one, I remember. It was destroyed the same day it was discovered, and it was destroyed to create a highway. Okay, so the Smythe family.
Hmm.
I'll come up with a name in a second. With 5 minutes on the clock now that I remember to start it, Warren Smythe, Warren Smythe. Danny, can you roll a die for me?
Sure. Any particular number?
Let's go with a D20 to make it weird. Potentially
D20 make it weird. 14.
Warren Smythe the 14th. Maybe the monarchy is dead, but maybe the Smythe family still kind of shreds on that name a bunch.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of like the oldest living one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Warren Smythe. But yeah, pictures him when he ate at that restaurant like 20 years ago.
Ooh, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Like maybe they're the equivalent of, what's the term for like deposed monarchs who still claim they have a right to rule?
I feel like that's probably the term for it.
Yeah.
In absentia or something.
I don't think that's the term.
No.
Yeah.
In that direction. What did they order from the menu? Like, what was their dish that the owner got was like, yes, sir, we will fucking have this out to you ASAP. And snaps at anyone who works at the restaurant. Everyone else has to wait 20 goddamn minutes for their food now. Because everyone in the kitchen is devoted to getting this guy's meal out.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. Skeksis. I feel like he made a weird, like, almost un, it's a request that they had to accommodate and have around just in case he showed up from then on. And I'm thinking it was something that's, like, borderline illegal. So something that could potentially be sentient that they no longer serve for ethical reasons. But he slips them, you know, $200 and they make it happen. starfish cutlets. Because they grow back. So there was a there was a time where they thought that was ethical until the starfish lobby spoke out. We are not parts was the slogan. So Warren Smythe the 14th loves his starfish cutlets. At York's.
Government in exile. That's probably it.
Who would be in his entourage when he showed up? Not necessarily exclusively family. There's always people who
there's jump. Followers, hangers-on, courtiers.
People in funny hats.
Yes.
I'm going to say that for canon, they all have different hats.
Ridiculous hats.
What kind of animal is Warren Smythe?
Catfish.
Ooh, I like it.
That sounds perfect. Giant.
It's like a big, whiskery...
old catfish
man.
Yeah, catfish can get big and old too. That works out well.
His tail just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh yeah.
But his man half stays normal to man.
I think we need some phrasing there. That's
like the top half of his body stays like the size of a normal human, basically, like reasonably, okay. I mean, like aside from like weight gain or whatever, but like the tail part that's like the catfish part that just keeps on like growing, and it's really awkward sized for his top half of his body.
I imagine he still got kind of a catfishy face though, like one of the spirit, totally. Like one of the. Looks like one of the toad people in Spirited Away.
Yes, the whiskers also keep growing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
like he has to tie them back in like a weird ponytail situation.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of, he's got like little rings on it too.
It's very decorative.
Oh my Oh, he is a fancy boy.
He's a very fancy boy.
Perfect way to end that. So do we want to go with the starfish lobby and the starfish rights campaign
or funny hats?
The fashion of the ultra wealthy.
I'm thinking like, or maybe the equivalent of like the Red Hat Society.
Ooh,
just like an old lady social club.
Maybe. Yes, but they think they're more
like what do all these monarchs and nobles do now that there's no longer a monarchy?
Ooh, okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
Royal society when there is no royal family.
Episode 3, Article 3, the Pengi, the Pengiana Tanji 30S? it's an Indonesian docudrama about an army coup against the president of Indonesia.
I kind of like this. There's kind of a militarized aspect to the society. They call themselves general despite none of them actually having any military experience. Like they're the quote generals, and they have ribbons for, you know, they each give ribbon name or like reasons for the ribbons they have, but
they absolutely make their own ribbons and give them out to each other.
Yes. Totally. And there are giant ceremonies around it. Ooh, okay.
Like this was a smashing dinner party. Here's a ribbon.
They live near where there's a lot of refuse from the topside. So a lot of their ribbons, to bring it back to the beginning, a lot of their ribbons are and materials for that come from, like, oh, here's a strip of like fine fabric that, you know, is usually a thing on land. Mm-hmm. Well, the silk ribbon represents dressing incredibly sharp at the last gathering.
Yeah,
I like that.
And the I want to say the ranks make no sense, and there's no actual sensical progression.
they're just kind of borrowing military names without any mm-hmm. concept of the actual structure.
Yeah.
So it's like lieutenants and colonels and generals mm-hmm. and admirals and
senior somehow lieutenant.
Private is like the highest rank, quote unquote.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's the most secret. It's private.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and I want to say
the only military rank that I know is like very low.
Well, what if the private in this case is like the lead advisor to Warren Smythe, and like all of his ribbons are painted black, and kind of like he wears kind of like almost a gimp outfit for some Ooh. Reason. Like you don't know what kind of species of fish he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the most secretive position.
He's the private. And every once in a while, you know, he looks like he might be a different species of fish under there, but we'll never know because he's the private. And maybe Warren Smythe does some sort of like, you know, weird homegrown, like unnecessary occult shit where it's like him and three friends in a basement and they're way too day drunk initiating the next private. Oh, fucking, I didn't start the timer. what's it? So the private lowest. I think there's lots of double lieutenants and triple admirals and captain colonels.
There's a lieutenant and a right tenant.
yes.
Technically, they're all equal in that they're all equally stupid and just so full of their own self-importance.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, when talking in private, refer to their rank as if it has meaning. Doesn't he understand? I'm the corporeal corporal. You can't talk to me like that.
Yes.
I was bestowed this rank in a ceremony last month.
Look, I even made this medal.
Oh, and the hats. The hats are ridiculous, too. It's mm-hmm. not just... if either of y'all have seen the what's the early 2000s sci-fi channel adaptation of Dune?
No. Yes.
Look up some screenshots. Look up Dune and hats, maybe. You'll get an idea. It's like they found hats from literally every other show or movie they had in production.
The many fantastic hats of Dune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one where they just had like two fans, I think, and like an owl head and a bunch of butterflies, and like, cool, run with it.
I see it. Oh my god.
Everything about these costumes is terrible.
Oh my lord. Although I do really like the one where it's like looks like a lady who's got like this metal hat with like an upside down like or like a downward pointing crescent moon.
Yeah, it's like somebody saw a still from the upcoming Star Wars Episode One Phantom Menace and said, "Cool, let's do that on a budget."
Eventually became Sci-Fi Channel's slogan. Let's do that on a budget.
Ouch.
Sci-Fi Channel original movie. How much tinfoil do we have? But yeah, it's all hats like that. That's what I'm imagining, but with a little more military flair. All right, and I think I don't even remember what the name of that was, but the military ranks surrounding the government in exile. Maybe one more, and I think because I kind of like the direction we're going with that, and kind of digging into this little niche of that we really didn't cover with the deposed royals. What is their modern quote unquote kingdom like?
Okay, so Peter Martyr Vermigli. An Italian-born reform theologian. He considered the authority. I'm going to veto this one. This is boring.
Yeah.
Nancy Mitford. Same episode, different person. An English novelist. Eldest of the Mitford sisters, regarded as one of the bright young people. Privileged childhood. Oh, here we go. During the 1950s, Mitford was identified with the concept of you and non-you language, whereby social origins and standing were identified by words used in everyday speech. So she talked fancy. That seems like a good deposed nobility type attempt at distinction.
Oh, and it says the Honorable Nancy Mitford.
Mm.
I like that title up above. Look at the Wikipedia now. So... What is that? Ooh. Is that, what is that? Let's see.
What the fuck does it mean?
Yeah, it's an honorific style that is used before the names of certain classes of people. So I'm, but it is kind of,
I get that it's an honorific.
I know, but it's kind of nice because it's gender neutral. It's mm-hmm. not uh-huh. like sir or ma'am. It's
that's how the, I want everyone honorable. To refer to me from now on as the honorable
Morgan Conroy. Morgan.
Yep.
Okay. So
that's what I'm gonna put down on forums from now on.
Oh yes. Yeah. What if she kind of runs the roost? Like, yeah, we've got Warren the 14th, but he is old, and maybe he doesn't actually have any like rightful heirs, quote unquote. So maybe she's like a niece or nephew of or niece of one of the. Whatchamacallit, the military bros, and she is actually like legitimately running the show.
Like she keeps track of the limited funds and keeps mm-hmm. the others from kind of squandering it all on shiny metals for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she's the one who convinced them to use garbage instead of actually using money to have them made, which was a huge drain on their resources. We can't eat, but we had 3 dinner parties this year. There were so many medals to give out. You must understand. How do y'all feel about her being one who's actually trying to bring back the monarchy, though?
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. But maybe she knows if she has a figurehead, and she can kind of mm-hmm. rule. She's learned to rule from the shadows.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, what if her, like, her connection to the royalty was, like, one of the first privates?
What if she is the private?
Well, because then she'd have to hang around Warren. And I like the idea that she's back at the homestead. Not in like a keep the ladies at home, but in the like, I've got to fucking run this shit. If I leave for 1 second, one of these inbred, deranged, wealthy assholes is going to burn this thing to the ground, which, yes, I know is impossible because it's underwater, but they'll find a way.
Who knows? This is a different world than our own. Physics might be different. Maybe there is underwater fire.
Well, there's also a bunch of trash there so that, you know, they find an oil deposit and then just whoosh, just underwater trash fire. I'm going to say that science checks out. What is the quote unquote palace like the homestead, the estate? That's the term.
Like, do we want this monarchy to be have been like violently deposed or just sort of phased out legislatively?
The history books say one, they say the other, the truth is somewhere in the middle. The history books kind of show a slow progression with charts and graphs.
Mm-hmm.
Have this tale of just people being stabbed by quote unquote the government in the street. You know, in reality, maybe somebody like lower level government employee like got in a bar fight with the great uncle and he had a boo boo, and then died of an unrelated infection like 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not quite in hiding mm-hmm. per se, but mm-hmm. they have like somebody's estate who is like donated it to the cause, but it's kind of like out of the way and mm-hmm. maybe near the location of this energy industry garbage dump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what maybe Nancy was the one who realized they could also make money by selling off this trash and reusing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, maybe she's actually the one who kind of encourages this whole military thing. So she keep them distracted and keep their self-importance away from the way things actually work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like as long as they think there's some sort of conflict brewing, they're going to stay focused on that where she mm-hmm. has the freedom to kind of do whatever she wants without getting too much attention paid to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the more and more she keeps this going, she paints herself as the wow.
Sorry. Just reading through Nancy's article. In summer of 1938, she discovered she was pregnant. She hoped for a girl. 2 Peter Rods in one house is unthinkable.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how do you think you became pregnant, Nancy? Gonna cut that out.
You know what, I had briefly had a thought thinking about Dune that she's also kind of on the side running some Bene Gesserit, like, secret nun controlling the bloodline thing. That's just too much. That's too far.
Uh-huh.
also, I know nothing about Dune, so...
TLDR space or eugenics nuns versus Jewish folks in space.
Okay.
That's ultimately what the Dune universe takes six books to tell you.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I know everybody loves Dune, but like I don't care enough to get into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a movie allegedly coming out this year. That's I have faith in. I know I love the books. I loved the movies for different reasons, but I also like, you need to read this to be enlightened. Like, no, it's a giant hunk of sci-fi written by an old white dude in the 60s.
Yeah.
Watch Sting in his golden V diaper and have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the David Lynch movie is its own thing to love and hate. If anything, yeah. 80s Sting in a thong. take with that what you will. If you're into at the time, I want to say he looked like an as close to a real life elf as you could. He is a sweaty ginger elf.
Oh, God.
If that's your thing, then watch that movie.
No.
All right, then you could probably do without it.
Yep.
Cool.
Anyways, Dune of Wonder. Thanks for listening. Yep. I don't know about you y'all, but I feel like that's kind of a nice end cap to things. Unless y'all want to go again.
Sure.
Yeah, we made a few more parts of this that exist. Is a fair term. Ooh, for the game, we've created places to go and people to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pot of Wonder. End of the regular question mark episodes of this season. Even though this is a very regular season, and we're going to continue to get weirder and kind of structure things in a way that makes sense to. It makes sense to us making it, but will make even less sense to everyone listening, which is three people. Been Pot of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Pot of Wonder.
I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs, and you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Morgan, and you can find me on Instagram at ILivedInBooks and on Twitter at OwlBurning.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd and find the games I make at StrangeButTrueGames.
Our intro theme is Opening by Kumiko. Our closing theme is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes.